Hi, Steve Nichols here, Managing Director from Executive Connections. This podcast is called Recruitment is Changing: How Executive Jobs Will Find Social Leaders. Worth reflecting on that title for 1 second. It's kind of spinning things on its head a little bit. Now, the last couple of articles and podcasts we've produced on this whole subject of social and how it relates to the job search, I think have covered many compelling reasons for being actively engaged on a regular basis, setting aside diary time on a daily, weekly basis, and actually sticking to that, making it part of your job search on one hand and leadership function moving forward on the other hand. It really is moving forward apace now. The most successful clients that we work with in a career coaching context are those who engage in social. Just 1 second. That's probably not a strong enough phrase. The most successful clients are those who utilize social, I'd say, in a smart and credible way as an ongoing integrated tool in their job search strategy. So they're really building it into the day-to-day. No quick fixes here. You know, I could go further into that, but social should not be a quick fix. It can't be, really. Truly engage and grow your network. Give back, share your knowledge freely, demonstrate your leadership capabilities consistently, and you will begin to reap the benefits. It could be fast, it could take a few months, but by regularly practicing some possibly new skills, you will be actively enhancing your career going forward, as well as becoming far more visible, hence easier to be found by recruiters, headhunters, search consultants, hiring managers, company leaders, etc. Now, it always comes back to relationships, a lot of this networking and social. I mean, it is always about relationships, and many fruitful ones can be grown from online social interactions. I would certainly never have made so many friends across the globe, who I count as friends, mentors, colleagues, and so on. As a company, we would not have attracted clients from many countries if we did not adopt social on an ongoing and committed basis. This isn't about being sort of social light. You know, currently, aside from LinkedIn, which I guess if you're in a job search at senior level, you're probably aware of, but in general, whether you're engaging is another question. So your experiences around social media might be limited to family and friends type interactions on Facebook, for example, but you might be surprised to discover how many new and fruitful relationships await you as part of your job search and future executive career by embracing selected platforms. We tend to talk about LinkedIn and Twitter, increasingly so, making engagement and producing content and so on, making that part of your normal work schedule. Part of the required mindset here, of course, is not to use time as an excuse not to do it. Decide to prioritize this activity as part of your diary activities, not just in the job search phase, but for your career going forward. Recruitment is changing. I mean, are you ready? Are you prepared for this? I was reading just recently some LinkedIn research stats, and globally, it's easy to see the rise of social media as a preferred recruitment method for executive jobs. A rise in referral schemes is included within that stat as well. There was a question there, though, in this research about, along the lines of, out of the quality hires your organization made in the past 12 months, which of the following are the most important sources? And there were jobs boards and so on there. The top answer was social media. Such as LinkedIn. Firms are now seeing social as a key way of attracting leaders who are ready for the digital age, seeing social as where the smart talent is to be found. So what are the benefits in practice? Our client, Wolfgang, has been using social these past few months. He's seen a real take up in interest and executive job offers. Through publishing original content on LinkedIn, he's noticed also increased LinkedIn profile views from, it could be senior industry figures as well as recruiters. In fact, one recruiter made a very positive comment on one article he'd written. A connection resulted, which led to a face-to-face meeting to discuss potential CEO, CFO type roles. So for Wolfgang, the activity of writing is not only bringing senior executive jobs to him, it's also helping him to reflect actually on his own role. And this is something we've discussed. He realizes the massive contribution he's making day to day. So some great spin-offs there, you know, direct and indirect by engaging in those kind of social activities. The spin-off effects are really too numerous to mention, but they will put you on the radar of many more potential recruiters, hiring managers, and industry leaders. So to find out a bit more, we can personalize this a little bit for your own situation and give you some tailored advice. Get in touch with us to find out how we can help you and put all of this into action. Be more than happy to talk to you. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.